Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening. TGIM, thank God it's Monday and we are back at the stoop. You know it when you hear the lead-in. That's Adrenaline with Ignite. Great song. Another Monday night, we're back here at the stoop. I am Jeff the Shark Perini. With me, as always, the amazing, the lovely, the talented, the funny, the gorgeous, you name it. It's Jewel Tatey. Jewel, good evening.
How we doing, Jeff?
Doing good.
TGIM.
TGIM, absolutely. I never thought I'd say that in my lifetime, but when it comes to the stoop, thank God it's Monday. So
We have fun.
We had a busy weekend. I know I did. We had a great time this past weekend, just living life and getting ready for tonight's show, which is a massive show, Jewel. We met with these girls live a few months back. They're so good. We're going to bring them back again. The Glam Skanks, absolutely incredible rock band from California, making way. They're back on tour with Adamant. They're incredible. Are you excited for tonight or what?
I am so pumped for tonight. I might piss myself during the show because I'm so excited. I am a huge fan. No, it's going to be an incredible show, and I'm super excited to get started.
Absolutely. Likewise, we've got three songs coming up from the girls. We're going to play from their album, Glitter City. We're going to play the title track, Glitter City, Bad Bitch, and Karma.
I'll come
up later. We should be hearing from the girls around 8:30 tonight. Before that, let's thank last week's guests. We had a pair of guests last week, two great ones. The beautiful and the lovely Madeline Zima was here. It's like a dream come true for me to talk to that young lady. She was outstanding, classy, charming, fun, funny, the whole nine yards. And then we got to talk a little music with Mr. Tony Chen, kind of new to the U.S. Some good music, some good stuff. Jewel, your insight?
They were both incredible. I was so happy. Like, it just was a nice show from having Madeline, and she was so sweet, and going into Tony and all he had to talk about, and he made me cry. So what more can you ask for? It was, it was amazing. I hope we have them both back soon.
I'd love that. And that's what we do with the stoop. We laugh, we cry. Jewel cried about that, and she laughed about my story about the Manchester orchestra with the beer fest and the poor girl I punched in the face. All kind of good stuff like that. That's what we do here. We send it through all the emotions. We make you laugh, make you cry. We make you think. We make you, all that good stuff right here with the stoop. Correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Nodding your head at me.
So many
emotions. Nodding your head at me in the studio is not.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you one thing. Tonight is going to be electric.
I was
jamming out. My neighbors hate me because I was blasting Glam Skanks at like 8 in the morning. They're probably like, what the hell is this bitch doing? But you know what? I'm a bad bitch. And
that's what
I played this morning. And it got me pumped for the day, pumped for the week. I'm so excited to talk to these ladies.
Outstanding. That's what you got to do. And I like the bad bitch drop in. Blast music. Walk around in your underwear. Your neighbors will be your friends forever. At least I think so. So, anyway, like I said, we got some songs coming up from the girls. But tonight, let's do, in honor of the Glam Skanks, in honor of them coming on the show, it's time for tonight's top five list. And tonight's top five, I do it for the ladies, top five favorite female bands or artists. Could be a solo, could be a band, could be Jules in the Stoop Studio singing. If that's on your list, you're off the show. Anyway, top five.
Hey!
Top five favorite female bands.
I'm a phenomenal singer, Jeff. You know from experience.
Absolutely. I've seen it live. It's worth the price of admission and about 20 beers.
Yeah.
So I will go first with my list because I'm a gentleman like that.
Okay.
And at number five, and this is not a Homer pick. This is legit. The Glam Skanks at number five. Not girls that are on the show. I love these girls. I love seeing them live, lets you experience how good they really are. They play their instruments excellent. They sound as good live as they do in the studio. They have such a presence. Like I said, no homer. If I was doing this top five on a different episode with different guests, they'd still be on the list. Number five, Glam
Shanty. It's a new favorite, right? It's a new favorite because they're quickly becoming up to the top of my list because they're that good.
Absolutely. They're incredible. Number four, this is, you know, in a list like this, you got to throw some guy perversion in there. Shakira. The woman can sing. She can dance. She's beautiful. She's talented. She makes a list. That's right. Shakira, number four. It's female.
She's Shakira.
Artist. Exactly. Well done. She's at number four. Number three is the Runaways. That's kind of an easy one. Lita Ford and you know, Joan Jett herself. And yeah, just an awesome band. They had some good hits. I was a fan. And they make number three. Number two and number one were tough for me. Number two, I went with the Sisters Wilson, Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart. Phenomenal. One of my favorite rock bands, male or female. And when I look at the list of probably my top 10 favorite songs of all time, Barracuda is on there. I love the riff. I love the way Ann sings it. I always had a thing for Nancy. Always found her sexy. and Heart just brings it, man. And they're number two. Number one for me, we talked about it last week, the leather, the tough girl look. It's Joan Jett. Joan Jett, I mean, I know I said Runaways, but Joan Jett alone, to me, number one. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, she just brings it. She's got that rock appeal. I like her voice. I like the way she sings. I like her songs. Joan Jett, for me, that's number one. That's my top five list of famous favorite female artists and or band. On to Jewel.
Yeah, I knew you were going to pick Joan for number one. I mean, she's just, when you think of girl rock, that's just number one on anyone's list. We are going with personal faves. So let me start off. I had so much trouble with number five. Like number four were, like one through four were, you know, easy for me. But number five, I'll tell you what, I had like, I had four. And my boyfriend's like, if you were stuck in a room for 20 hours and you had to hear one song from one of them, who would it be? And I have to say, number five is Blondie. I love her. I love her as a performer. I love her attitude. I love her as an actress. I love Hairspray. She's just, you know, one of the original cool girls. And this girl rapped. I think she was the first white girl to rap, and no one gave her shit. And I just love all her songs. She can do no wrong. So number five is Blondie. Number four, my Janis. I just, you know, it's just ingrained in my blood that I love Janis Joplin. My family loves them. Okay. What bad can you say? She just wailed. She died too young. And I just love all her songs.
Awesome.
Number three. Now, whatever, she's not super rock, but she's an excellent songwriter. She's been in the game forever. Her talent speaks for itself. She's very artistic. I saw her live. Her voice is beautiful. Sia Fuller. And she's just amazing. She writes songs for everyone, all the kids today. She writes for Rihanna and so many others. But, yeah, I love her. I'm so glad I got to see her. Number two, my girl, I have to say it. I'm sorry if I keep repeating myself, but she's up there. She's an excellent songwriter as well, Lana Del Rey. She, what? What were you going to say?
I knew it was going to be Lana Del Rey.
He knew it. He knew it.
No, yeah.
It's all right. Because I'm
no,
going to say it because I don't feel like I express myself the way I want to. In my head, I just get so excited. But Lana is amazing. She's been doing it for so long. She does everything from like folky music back in the day. She writes all her own shit. Her albums are literally her and her band. It's not anything, you know, she had one overproduced album, but she literally writes all of her songs. So she's my number two. Number one is Beth Gibbons leading Portishead. They are trip hop. They are funky. I have just been obsessed with them since, you know, my early college days, and they just cling to my heartstrings. They're so excellent and amazing, and I hope, pray to God, that they do a world tour, because I need to see them. They are from the UK, I believe. Are they? I don't know. They're from Europe. So they need to come here soon. That's my top five, Jeff.
Very, very, very good top five. Good top five on both ends. You know, I'm sitting here. I got on my Glam Skanks button that I got when I met the girls at the Keswick Theater a few months back. So, you know, I'm geeked. I got my Glam Skanks button. I got my Glam Skanks cards.
I want to play those
geek
cards. You need to bring them everywhere you go so you can play cards
I'm going to break them open and get you some Glam Skanks cards. Yeah,
you need to go to a
geek
bar and, like, break them out. Glam Skanks cards.
No, they're
not.
They're only picture cards, but they're awesome. Lovely.
I thought they
girls
were playing
can't
cards.
Wait.
Sorry.
No. Let's go back down to top five list again. Number five, I've got the Glam Skanks. Number four, I've got Shakira, and her hips do not lie. Number three, we've got the Runaways. Number two, Anna Nancy Wilson from Heart, Dynamite. Number one, of course, easy. Picked it all day long, Joan Jett. Jules, top five, Blondie, Debbie Harry, leading the band. Blondie, just an excellent performer. She is fantastic. Number four, Janis Joplin, the late, great Janis Joplin. Number three is Sia Fuller. Number two, no surprise here, Lana Del Rey. Number one, Beth Gibbons. A little bit of a surprise there, but a great list. Really great list. Heartfelt, like I said. You think you're not expressing yourself, you express yourself well. You know what you like, and that's what we love doing here at the Stoop. Passing our opinions, expressing what we love. And what
try
we
to
love right now, try to. What we love always doing is playing music here on the Stoop. And the Glam Skanks will be here tonight. We're going to play a quick one. It's the title track to the album Glitter City. Here is the Glam Skanks with Glitter City, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Woo-woo! Absolutely. Whoops. played it again by... Sorry, folks. Almost did it again.
We can
hear
it again.
Almost did it. So nice, I almost did it twice. Glitter City by the Glam Skanks from the album titled Glitter City. These girls are something else. I hate to dwell. They'll be here soon enough, and we can gush all over them as soon as they call in. Let's get to a couple points of discussion. And one we definitely have to come up with here, and it's the tragic hurricanes that are hitting Texas and the Houston area. Reported 8 dead, hundreds fleeing. Terrible, tragic, just horrible storms and floods. You see pictures of animals. You see pictures of people trying to escape. Jewel, what are you making of this so far? Just absolutely terrible.
It's, yeah, totally tragic. It was the fiercest storm in 13 years for Texas. Let me see these numbers. 2,000 people in the bubble. 185 critical rescue requests were made this morning, so they're trying to get to them all by the end of the day. But yeah, it's just insane. You know, I hope everyone can do all that they can, donate to the Red Cross, do what you can, because these people are still suffering. They said the worst is yet to come, and it's already been terrible. The governor didn't tell these people to evacuate, and now they're just in for it. I feel terrible. What do you make of it, Jeff?
You see some of the pictures, and there's cities that are, you know, just underground or in water, and it's horrendous. And, you know, again, you have to plead to the American public, no knuckleheads with fake sites, and don't try to scam people. You know, let's get legit. Mm-hmm. Let's pull together.
Yeah.
We've had enough turmoil with politics and world events. You know, let's get together. Let's be human. As I say, the human race, let's be human, and let's pray for these people. Let's donate if you can, and let's hope for the best. President Trump announced today he's trying to make his way to Texas tomorrow. He said the weather's still been pretty bad. Didn't expect a tropical storm to linger after this hurricane. And we hope and pray. They've canceled events. The Houston Texans, Dallas Cowboy preseason game has been moved. So a lot of things going on. Like I said, all we do is hope and pray. It's all we can do.
Did you see the thing about Kevin Hart, how he called out different celebrities to donate $25,000? Do you think that's right for him to do? Because he called out like Jerry Seinfeld, JD, Beyonce, because he's donating $25,000. He wants everyone else to. It's like the ice bucket challenge. But do you think that's right for him to put people on the spot? Because there was a lot of backlash.
I see nothing wrong with it. And like I said, the same way celebrities are quick to go on social media and trash the president, trash the government, they should be that quick to act in a good nature. Now, $25,000 to some of them people like Seinfeld.
Chump change.
Of course, not for me to judge. You're right. $25,000 to him is like me putting up, you know, $50. Really.
Mm-hmm.
And you just hope that enough people, celebrities, everybody gets together, starts a trend, follows the trend, and helps the people in Texas who are really suffering right now. I can't even begin to imagine. So, you know, your heart goes out to them, and your heart bleeds for them.
Yeah, even the animals. The Texas SPCA, there's a whole list of sites you can go on and donate. I know there's GoFundMe pages, but you can't go wrong with the Red Cross and the SPCA and any other facility, you know, helping for the Texas relief efforts.
I agree. Yeah, I agree full-heartedly. And take time, like I said, do some research, because you always get those scam artists out there who have nothing better to do than try to take your money. But do some research and find out. And if you can, donate. And if you can't, kneel by your bed at night and say a minute or two of prayer for several innocent people. Everybody's always innocent against weather. Nothing you can do. I mean, it's not like a gunshot. It's not like a war. You know, you're defenseless against nature. So let's reach out to these innocent people. And hope for the best in Texas.
Yep. Well said, Jeff.
Thank you. From poor people to two very wealthy people, extremely wealthy people, Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor.
Ooh.
Unless you're living under a rock, you heard that they fought Saturday night. I watched it. Jewel, did you watch it?
Yeah. I actually went out for it, which was always entertaining. Went to an Irish bar, mostly Irish drunken guys, over in, but it was fun to watch, you know. I had a lot of problems, and I had to like pee the whole time, but I'm like, I'm glued to the TV. I am not moving. I was standing right next to the ladies' room and all these girls are flying back and forth. I'm like, I'm not moving. I didn't move for 10 rounds with a full bladder because you're like, what the hell is going to happen? I mean, McGregor came out, won the first 3 rounds. His punches landed. Like, he landed, what's the number? I'm going to get it. Oh, 117 more than Pacquiao. Okay. And I'm talking about in total. But no, he looked good in the beginning, and Mayweather looked shook. Like, he really looked afraid. Even when they were, like, doing the beginning and they were staring at each other, Mayweather was all over the place and, like, looking here and looking there. So I was like, oh, shit, like, McGregor's really going to pull this out. Like, he might get him down in 4. And it was just entertaining to watch. He was, like, putting his hands behind his back, like, twice. He did the Irish shuffle. And then he just lost it. He just stood there like a goddamn tree, didn't move his feet, didn't move around, and like Mayweather does, always pulls it out. I mean, it was fun to watch. I was cheering, I was screaming, but at least it was entertaining. What do you make of it, Jeff?
I agree. I enjoyed watching it. The conspiracies are running wild already.
Mm-hmm.
Mayweather was allowed to put his back into him, which I've never really seen in boxing, constantly putting your back into somebody. A lot of sportscasters were saying that McGregor was pulling punches, that he actually wasn't hitting Mayweather when he had the opportunity, just kind of coaxing along and going along with a show. And then the theory that the ref stopped it too fast. You know, it's boxing. I've watched boxing for a very long time. And my 2 cents is this. While McGregor might be a ultimate fighter and may know how to fight, there's a different art of boxing. McGregor didn't have it. His feet were flat. His arms were low. His punches came in sideways. A couple of hammer chops to the head. You know, it was not pretty from a boxing standpoint. And leads to believe that UFC really isn't ready for boxing. I give him credit. It went 10 rounds. A lot of people said, Mayweather carried him. I don't really know why he would carry a man for 10 rounds that does have power to punch you.
Yeah.
But everybody says, I want to give him a show. Okay, I got my show. I would have had my show if it ended in 5 rounds, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So to me, I mean, Mayweather said, that's it. It's over. He thanked everybody. He's retiring. He's 41 years old. Yeah, he did his thing, and he picked up a rather massive payday, as did McGregor. So neither of them did wrong.
Yeah, they both made out great. I mean, McGregor was partying with his glasses on all night Saturday. All day Sunday, his family got paid. It's like, he made $100 million in 30 minutes. You can't beat that. And I do like to see people at the end of their game come out on the top of their game. Like, I'm happy for Mayweather in that respect. But I don't know. It was a good show. Didn't make out. Every time McGregor wrapped him up, though, everyone was like, oh, like, what's he going to do? Is he going to, like, slam him on the floor? Like, so that part was kind of, you know, on your edge. Like, what the hell is going to happen? It was like watching Mike Tyson and Evander again. Like, what the hell is going on? But, no, it was a good show. I don't know. I wish McGregor would have beat him, but just shut them the hell up. But
everybody was waiting for their everybody's waiting for the UFC moment. And
yeah,
party I was at, I was like, here we go. He's going to kick him by accident or something like that. But, I mean, he knew where he was. And
it was a little floppy, though. Wouldn't you agree? Like you said about the punches, like, there was punches that, like, went right by his nose. Like, had the reach. He's so big. And you're like, oh, my God, he definitely has it. And then he would punch, and it wouldn't go anywhere. Like, it wouldn't land. So however many he did land, it was, like, twice as many he didn't.
You got to keep in mind the razor-sharp reflexes of a world-class boxer like Mayweather.
Yeah,
50-0, which is a record for consecutive wins without a loss in pro boxing. And unfortunately, they count that.
Yep.
It's kind of a, I don't want to say a sideshow, but it wasn't a boxer per se. And for them to credit that as a record rubs me a little a little bit the wrong way as a guy who's watched boxing for so long. But, hey, Floyd Mayweather retires. He retires at 50-0. I heard a word he picked up like $300 million. I don't know how right that is, but that's an insane number and never have to work again.
You know what a man said to us when we were both standing outside? He said it was like Rocky fighting Hulk Hogan. It was just like a big, entertaining, you know, like there's supposed to be no winner. It's just for fun, but people really had their heart into it, and, you know, the Mayweather fans were going nuts. And there was actually a fight at – I went to Paddy Wack's on the boulevard, and there was a fight in the parking lot after, and I ran out. I'm like, oh, my God, we have to see this fight. Like, it's going to be great. And shoes were flying, like – these bright white Nike Air Forces were in the street, and then a car ran them over. Like, people were cheering, so that was entertaining as well, just to see the drunken Irishmen of the North Deep area trying to beat this guy. So, it was entertaining.
Another beautiful night in Northeast Philadelphia, which is why I've taken my drinking to beautiful downtown Langhorne, Pennsylvania, a few short minutes away. And home of the Stoop Studio, by the way. But, yeah, good. I mean, like I said, a good time, and they made their money, and now they can retire off that. Last night, I'll bring this to you, a little more of your generation, not so much mine anymore. MTV Movie Awards were last night. Heard a rumor that Katy Perry was calling out all you Game of Thrones people to put Game of Thrones aside and watch the MTV Awards. I caught it when I flipped the channel right past it. That was my extent of it. Did you watch any of this? Did you read into any of this?
Yeah, after Game of Thrones. I'm not a huge Game of Thrones. I'm not going to talk about it, even though it was pretty damn cool. A new fan of Game of Thrones. I know Jeff's not a huge fan. So I did turn on when Katy Perry was in her Daenerys with her dragon puppy dog. And Katy Perry just annoys shit out of me. I can't. I explain this on the
next
way.
Next week on the Stoop, Katy Perry.
Yeah, no. I don't care. People say I look like Katy Perry. I just don't. I don't think she can sing. You know, she tries to come up with these gimmicks. And here's the thing. Like, Lady Gaga has these gimmicks, and she always has this, like, you know, this massive production. Lady Gaga has a very good direction. Like, her performances are art. Katy Perry's are like a freaking sham. And she cannot sing. Her music sucks ass. Like, I just can't get behind her at all. I think she's too old. She doesn't have the voice to rely on. At least Miley Cyrus has, like, a good voice. And she has, you know, all the quirky, fun, you know, shit coming out, but she really can have a country career whenever she decides to fall back on that. Katy Perry, just go away. I'm done with you.
Wow, the sorry, fish those were flying right there. That's a regular old cat fight right here on the Stoop, waiting for Katy Perry to call in and let us have it. You know, we're growing in listeners, and you know, we're growing listeners, and you know, somebody within the realm is got to be friends with Katy Perry somewhere. So far, her and Taylor Swift, who we called, what was that nickname you called her a couple weeks ago?
I called her a lovely child of God.
That had to be it. Absolutely. Sounds like it. Sounds like something along those lines. Yeah, I don't understand an MTV Music Award from a channel that doesn't show music videos, even though their MTV logo stands for music television. Can't remember the last time we actually saw music on MTV. So, to me, it holds little to no credibility. They've got an award show. They bring in artists. They sing, and they get this award. And MTV is about as much right judging what's big in music as I do.
But it used to be good. They used to have good people on there. You know, Eminem, Beyonce, Britney Spears, they were entertaining. And then they would have the old guys, like the legends, come on there. Like Donna Summer, they would have, you know, Prince, Whitney Houston. They would have those people and, you know, recognize them. Now it's just bullshit. If you're not 12 years old, you're not liking this show anymore. And before, it was just anyone could tune into the VMAs and love it.
Yeah, and
at least,
you know,
be
like
entertained.
There was something for everybody, really, is what it got right down to. And now I'm lost. I didn't know enough of it. And yeah, it's showing a little bit of my generation gap and age and what have you, but to me it's just not a lot there. And I'm not ashamed to say it. We are awaiting the Glam Skanks, or should be with us any moment now, roughly around 8:30. We already played a song from them, Glitter City, earlier on. We have two more track hitters to play, and we will wait till after the girls call in, and we'll get that to you before we go off the air.
Is that them?
Hold on one moment here. Let me check and see.
I'll see.
Hello. Hi, we got the wrong call-in number. Yeah, I'll give it to you real quick. No problem. You're going to be by yourself, Allie?
It's me and Steve.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, on the other line.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, seven. Okay.
You there, Jeff? Okay, I think the girls are calling in right now. So hang with us one second.
All right, and I'm back. Sorry about that. I muted the wrong microphone, too.
Yeah, I was singing while you were away. It was pretty bad.
On the other line, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. We have two different numbers here on the stoop, and Allie just got through the wrong one, but she will be calling us in a moment. It's going to be Allie Cat NV from the Glam Skanks. They'll be with us in a moment.
Veronica Volume. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah, that's so awesome. I'm very excited for it as well. And this is going to be them right now, so let's tune them in. All right, ladies, you're on the air.
Hello, I don't think V is on the air.
Hi, Allie.
Working?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, we got you.
Oh, hey, there we
are.
Everybody?
We can hear you just fine. We got Allie from Glam Skanks. Did we get V yet?
Yes. Hey.
All right. Hey, how are you, V? Welcome, ladies. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hey.
We got you. We're really excited. We met you back a few months ago when you came by Pennsylvania, did a show in Glenside, PA, and we interviewed you live, and we have been in love with you ever since. You girls are fantastic, and we want to thank you for stopping by. Question real quick. So you're coming off you're fresh off a big tour with Adam Ant, and you're getting ready to go out on another month's tour with Adam. Tell us how exciting it is to go to all different cities and bring your talents and music to all different types of people in all different towns.
Yes, it's amazing. We love to meet all the different fans all over. It's really cool to see that they really appreciate what we're doing and have a love for the same, you know, type of rock and roll. And it's just really cool to meet everyone and spread the glitter around.
It's all about spreading the glitter. V, any towns stick out to you that you really enjoy most, or a little bit of everything? What did you think?
Oh, I mean, yeah, every single place to offer, obviously, you know, going over to England and being in London and everything like that was awesome, and New York is great. There's a lot of great places.
Nowhere's better than Glenside, though, right? That was, like, the best.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
That was a great show.
No, we were
going to
ask, like, your UK fan base is much better than the US. Why? But, you know, that's a question that it was definitely from the Philly area that you had the most fans.
Hello? Sorry, you're breaking
up.
Yeah,
a little bit of a bad connection. So we'll shoot back over. We were talking about your trip to England. Are the England fans, are they better than the U.S. fans? Did they get into rock more? Did you really have a great time out there? Tell us some stuff that went on in England while you were out there.
I don't know if they like rock and roll more. I actually think they're a little bit more reserved, but they're definitely like respectful of the talent and bands who are playing. So they don't get as rowdy and wild as Americans do, but it's because they're just trying to be respectful. So
yeah, and they listen. They really like listen more to the music, so they don't really do much while you're playing because they're trying to take in everything that's kind of going on.
That's pretty cool. I mean, you know, for me, I was jumping around like a lunatic during your set. Yeah, and that's the way we do it around here, I guess. But
I can imagine Jeff getting wild at your concert. You guys, we're supposed to see you guys in Baltimore on the 19th, and I am so excited. I'm such a big fan of you guys, and I just be doused in glitter.
Yay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we're going to get attacked with glitter. So we heard some wild stories on the road. We got a story about a hotel room with blood on the walls and some crazy things went on. So any fun stories you want to share about your travels on the road?
Oh, yeah, the hotel, that was definitely, that's probably the craziest, one of the craziest stories we have of anything that's happened so far.
Well,
and I don't know if it was as crazy. What was that?
I'm sorry, can you just tell fans, because, I mean, I know you have no story, but I'm sure people will be horrified to hear that.
Yeah, we checked into a sort of tavern kind of hotel, like an inn, and there was Christmas decorations up in the middle of May, which was kind of already a little bit of a red flag.
Yeah.
They said that they were filming. They said they were filming and to not pay attention to it, so we were like, okay, whatever. We went out to eat, and we come back to our room. We're all little. It's kind of dirty, and the people down there are a little weird. So we tried to move all of our beds together so we could just kind of feel a little safer. And Allie found blood spattered on the wall right behind one of the beds.
Oh, my God. Yeah, crazy.
Never.
And the room didn't lock. So we were just... and it was like 4 a.m. at this point, because we were at the bar before and everything. We get back at like 4 a.m. But all of us were like, we can't sleep. We can't do this. So at 4:30, we loudly were grabbing up, taking it down, trying to get it out.
Did you guys like check for cameras?
Did we? I don't know. We were.
Are they filming
on
like about you?
Oh, yeah, maybe it was like a punk kind of thing, like Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Oh, and then the other kicker was there was reviews online that said the Christmas decorations had been up for 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. We were told you had good stories. I had to hear some of them. So getting back to your music, I'll turn this over to Allie. You know, people always compare you guys, obviously, to the Runaways and Joan Jett and female artists like that. Do you like these comparisons, or do you consider your music a little standalone? Is it kind of just your own thing, or do you think it's a little throwback to days of old?
I mean, we obviously appreciate the comparison with the Runaways and stuff. I mean, we love them. We kind of grew up listening to that and thought it would be awesome to do that ourselves. So, and Joan Jett's one of our biggest influences. But I do think that we have a very different thing going on. I mean, we're not 16-year-olds, you know, playing guitar. So it's a little bit different. We're women and we have kind of a wild stage show and kind of, I think, different types of music, like different types of songs than them. But yeah, we definitely appreciate it. I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's obvious. It's an all-girl band, and Runaways were all-girl, and we kind of have, like, it's an ode to 70s rock. So, I mean, I get it. Definitely. You know. Yeah.
It's very cool. And like I said, it's very modern, and the fact that people compare it to music of the 70s is kind of surprising, because to me, it's modern, it's fresh, and I love it. The album Glitter City, we played the track already, Glitter City. It's incredible. And it's kind of an anthem for female power. Is this you girls? Like, are you all about being tough and making women get ahead? Are you bad bitches? Or do you tell lousy lovers to fuck off? Like, how tough are the glam skanks?
Of course. V?
I guess it depends on how tough we need to be. I think we can appear tough when we need to be.
Yeah, I think on stage.
Yeah, we definitely weren't tough that night.
Yeah, no. I think I was the most scared out of everybody. I
think
the scared
one.
But definitely on stage, we feel so powerful, and we have everyone listening, so that's when we feel the strongest, I think. It's cool. It's very powerful on stage. We kind of take over different personas, and it's kind of, we're telling girls that you could be the bad bitch that you want to be or need to be, and to not be afraid.
I love it. I mean, my 3-year-old daughter was named the bad bitch. I'm like, I have no problem with this. Like, you are a bad bitch. It was great. And I just want to know how I try to get pumped up for my show, and of course listen to you guys before I went on, but how do you guys rev up? What do you calm down? Do you like stress relief? Do you work out? Like, what gets you motivated? How do you approach a stage? How do you get in the zone?
It really starts with us, like, getting ready and putting on all the makeup, and we kind of, like, start, you know, feeling it. And we usually play some ABBA. We
nice.
Dance around.
Yeah, we always listen to ABBA when we get ready.
Yeah, and then we have a little handshake that we do that has ABBA involved in the handshake. But there's some nights when we kind of are just chill and we're more tired, so we just kind of, like, keep to ourselves and kind of just, you know, get ready and chill. And then there's other times when we're, you know, dancing and all crazy before we go on stage. So really it's just depends on our mood and how we feel. But we're definitely everything turns on right when we hit the stage.
Awesome. Yeah. How did you lock in with Adam Ant? And have you had a chance to meet him, talk with him? What's it like being on tour with such a legend?
Oh, yeah. He's great. We've gotten the privilege to, you know, hang out with him a couple times on the couple tours we've done, and it's incredible. He's so inspiring. But we share some mutual connections with him, and they showed him our music a while ago, and when he was ready for an opening band, he picked us.
Yay.
That's definitely got to be something to be proud of. That's awesome. And you know, we're lucky enough to get tickets to see you here. Run down some shows real quick, and I actually got to ask you a question, something that wasn't really on my mind until right now. You got a show listed on the 3rd in Dallas, Texas. Any word about that going through, or is that being canceled? What's the word?
We haven't heard anything so far about it not happening, so we'll be there unless we hear otherwise.
That's a good thing. As far as us being in the Philadelphia area, in case anybody's curious, within the Philadelphia area, September 12th, you'll be in Washington, D.C. September 13th, a big one expected in New York City. You'll be in Buffalo on the 14th. Come back to the PA area to Pittsburgh and Baltimore on the 18th. So you're going to get a lot of East Coast play, which is very exciting. You're far from home, though. Do people come out from Los Angeles to see you on the East Coast?
Oh, well, my parents are flying out to Florida to see us because they're from out there, so they are.
Really?
And Allie's parents have flown out to
my
see
parents,
us before.
My parents are coming to Tennessee and,
yes.
and to Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's pretty awesome.
So nice.
Yeah.
They're proud of their little girls. They're proud of their bad bitches.
Yes.
So, You've done a good deal of touring. What's up as far as new music? Anything new on the horizon? Your girls have been making some new tracks?
Oh, yeah. We got something in the works.
Awesome.
Is it like a reinvention or the same sound? Like, now I heard you guys were huge Lady Gaga fans, and she's just reinventing herself left and right. Do you ever see yourself changing your sound? Do you always, you know, want to be in this like, I lost the word. I'm sorry. But you know what I mean. Do you guys always want to be glam rock, or do you have any interest in pursuing, like, softer music or country or folk or anything along those lines?
I mean, for sure, I think every artist wants to evolve at some point, not keep doing the same thing. And what we're definitely working on are songs that don't sound like the ones that we've already recorded. We don't want our second record to sound like our first record.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going into that with that sort of mindset.
I mean, it works. It sounds freaking awesome. And no one I showed the music to, or like, I turn people on to my music all the time, and everyone I played your album for has just fell in love with it. Yeah, it definitely works. I just didn't know if you guys had an interest in other, you know, types of music or anything.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm interested. I think we're all interested in, like, different types of music. So we don't know. We'll see what our four brains come up with.
We can't wait.
We're here to listen. So we do something here on our show every week, and I'm going to send out to both of you. We do a top five list, and tonight, in your honor, we did a top five favorite female artists or bands. You girls made my list at number five, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So we want to hear from absolutely. We want to hear from each of you. We'll start off with Allie, and we'll go to V. Give us real quick your top five favorite female artists.
Top five favorite female artists. I'm going to go with Stevie Nicks.
All right, very good.
Joan Jett. Stevie Nicks, Joan Jett, Ann Wilson.
Yes.
Oh my God. I have to
so think. Hard.
Everybody was
really
like sneaking
about that. Oh my God.
We can do top three. I think it's a little easier.
Maybe try
it. I feel like V has some that I'm going to be like, oh yeah, her.
Yeah.
Well, all right, we'll go top three. V, give us your top three.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, definitely.
So
well, yeah, definitely Joan Jett. I feel like that's probably on most women's list because she's such a badass. Debbie Harry. Love Debbie Harry. Just saw Blondie a couple weeks ago, and they were amazing.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm also a really big fan of 90s Riot Girl. So I love, you know, Courtney Love and Katana. All those women. For me, there's too many to choose from.
Yeah, they were amazing.
There's a lot.
They almost made my list.
Yeah, you know, you realize how many great talented female artists there are, and I know we've had some female artists on the show who said it's tough for females to get a fair shake in the music industry. Do you girls think you're getting a fair shake? Do you think everything is working out and your talent is taking you there?
Yeah, it's
hard to say, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't had too many problems or anything. People usually have a pretty positive outlook on what we're doing. We haven't
We get a lot of sound guys who kind of, when we first walk into whatever venue we're playing, whether it's some dive bar or, you know, Webster Hall, and we'll kind of get looks at first, like, oh, a bunch of, you know, another girl band or whatever. They already assume we don't know what we're going to be doing. And then we sound check, and then everybody's cool with us after that. So we don't really get attitudes. We just sort of get this mentality like we must not really know what we're doing. And then once they realize we know what we're doing, it's all good.
That's awesome. And you guys have a show tomorrow at El Cid before you guys, you know, kick off the tour in September. Can you tell us about that? Or, you know, the California fans are listening right now where they can see you.
Sure. So, yeah, our last show is at El Cid in Silver Lake on Sunset this Tuesday, so tomorrow night. And we go on at 10 o'clock p.m. We also have Solar Suns. They're playing at 11 o'clock, and they're kind of like, you know, 70s psychedelic classic rock. And, yeah, so it's our going away hurrah for any LA fans who want to come. It'll be fun.
Let me ask you, what's the most annoying thing to happen to you guys when you're on tour?
Annoying. Ooh. The most annoying thing is sitting in a van for 20 hours.
Yeah.
I guess you really get to know each other after a 20-hour stint.
especially after 3 hours of sleep and 2 days in a row of 15 to 20-hour drives. That's definitely the worst part.
Yeah.
A story for everybody I like to tell. Well, I like when you guys tell it. Actually, I've heard it. So tell everybody where you got your first glitter and makeup. Tell us what famous artist hooked you guys up.
Wait, with what?
When you first got your – there was a story you told us you were ready for a show and you didn't have makeup and glitter available and you ran into this famous star and he hooked you up with some makeup.
I think that was the
actually, it's the other way around. We were playing a show opening up for Alice Cooper, and
right,
he borrowed our eyeliner.
Right, that was it. Yeah.
So,
sorry, I got it back.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he said, "Hey, guys, I used somebody's eyeliner. I hope that's okay." And we're like, "Fuck yeah, you're Alice Cooper. It's all good." In the hood.
Holy
and that
crap.
Saved somewhere? That eyeliner is saved somewhere in a shrine?
We don't even know who's... Yeah. He just said he used somebody's, and all of our makeup was lying around in a pile, so who knows?
Yeah. It's like, smell all the eyeliners, like black eyeliners. Like, what smells like man everywhere? Kind of. That's the Alice Cooper one.
Absolutely awesome.
Yeah,
so, again,
so funny.
The tour kicks out, kicks off September 1st, again with Adam Ant. And for those of you who have not heard these girls yet, the Glam Skanks, they are fantastic. We're going to play two more of their tracks as we thank the girls and send them off. Again, thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it. We're going to try and get out to see
you. Yeah,
thank
you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
Absolutely
you so much, guys. Sorry for, like, the technical stuff, but you guys are
all good.
We're such a fan. I hope to see you guys in Baltimore in a couple weeks, and I am so pumped and can't wait.
Yes,
awesome.
thank you so much.
Thank you. Allie, Kat, and V from the Glam Skanks, an amazing band. Check them out, folks. Like I said, the album is Glitter City. The girls will be on the East Coast touring with Adam Ant. Make sure you check them out. We're going to check them out. And thank you again, ladies, for coming on and taking time out of your very busy schedule to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Really
appreciate
bye, guys.
It.
It's always fun. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks,
bye.
Ladies.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I can honestly have done that all night. I absolutely love those girls. You don't want to get repetitive and ask them the same questions they probably hear every night.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, we got a solid 20-plus minutes at them, and that's more than we could ask for. Because they're busy.
They're
their schedule's busy. And they're great. They really want to deliver to the fans. They believe in themselves, and they believe in what they do, and the music is so good. Again, we apologize for some technical difficulty in the beginning, wrong calling number, a little bit of static, but we work on it here at the Stoop. We're trying to get the budget bigger, and listeners like you make us bigger. So as promised, another song from those bad bitches, the Glam Skanks.
Bad bitch.
This song is indeed titled Bad Bitch. This is the Glam Skanks. Bad Bitch. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Shadow!
Yeah, let out that scream and yell, and I will clap, and we will just rock out. Another beautiful one. Bad Bitch. By the Bad Bitches themselves, the Glam Skanks. What do you think?
I mean, I'm so excited. I'm going to freak out if we go to their show. Like, I will be screaming the loudest with my Glam Skanks on, and it's just going to be amazing. Those girls are awesome. Put that on some good speakers when you listen to it, because you're going to be an instant fan, I feel.
I said the whole album is really, really good.
Yeah.
We got three tracks we played, which maybe I think is my favorite three tracks, but the whole album is great. And when you talk about seeing them live, their stage presence is fantastic. They sound amazing on stage, and they own it. And like, you know, Allie would say, you know, if the crowd's not going to move, she's going to move them until they get up and get. She likes to get the crowd into it, and you watch V, she's so smooth on guitar. The other two young ladies who didn't join us tonight, Millie, of course, on bass, and Cassie on the drums. Oh, yeah, they are Millie Chan and Cassie. It's a great band. You hope they stay together and stay tight. So we thank you again. We thank the girls for coming on. Meanwhile,
yes, thank you,
Joel and I. Joel and I are still here while the girls are out in California doing their thing. A big one here. A big, big, big topic, a huge topic for me. Announced today, Philadelphia Flyers have announced today that on January 18th, they will retire the number of none other than 88, the Big E, the E-Train, Eric Lindros. I was a massive Eric Lindros fan. Love the guy. I think he changed the complexity of this team, made it his own. Just a superstar here. And despite some injuries, the guy was one of the best. When you look at points per game played, one of the top of all time. And now he's going to get retired and just deserved. Joel, I don't know how closely you followed Eric Lindros, followed the Flyers. Are you excited for this?
I love Eric Lindros. I was like a baby when he played. I was literally like 5 years old. But no. But you know what? My older sister was like the biggest Flyers fan ever. She had me memorize every player, every number. She had them all plastered on her wall. She went to every Flyers event. She went to every golf event. She was obsessed with Tockett, was her man. And I think she had a spoon. She went to some golf event and she had a spoon of a player. And it was in my freezer growing up for like, I want to say like 12 years. It was disgusting because the guy, like, came off it. But, no, she's a huge freaking Flyers fan. And I think when I was little, we went to one of the Flyers carnivals, and I played with Hextall's kids because, yeah, I'm that young. I'm so young. But, no.
Thank you.
Lindros is always my
Hextall's
favorite.
I played with Hextall's dad.
Yeah. No, Lindros is always my favorite. And just because I was little and, you know, he was every boy hero. My boyfriend said he came to his grade school and he met him and he couldn't be nicer. That's what the Flyers were back in the day, though. They were like the dream team and you knew everyone. And so that's just my memories of the great Eric Lindros.
Yeah, it's terrific. It's quite an honor that's going to be bestowed upon him. And the Legion of Doom, John LeClair, Michael Renberg, Lindros. Just my favorite time of hockey. Here was a guy that skated well, shot well, could hit, could fight. There was nothing Eric Lindros could not do. And like I said, despite the injuries, if he didn't have the injuries, would have been an even better career, a great career, a guy that's in the Hall of Fame, and he will be honored by the Philadelphia Flyers on January 18th. I'll tell you one thing, Joel, as soon as I found out, I ran to StubHub and SeatGeek and all that stuff, and tickets are already like in the $200 range. So the people that are anti-Eric Lindros are shelling out the dough. They're paying for the tickets.
Really? That's
yeah.
That's a little pricey, I guess. I don't know if I would. But it's 118-18, and his number is 88. I don't know. It's good. It's good omen. It's going to be a good day, I feel.
I think every ticket should be $88, no matter where you get it from.
No. That's too much.
$288. $88. Wow. I mean,
no.
I guess we can divulge now. Drew just signed a new contract with the Stoop. New contract with the Stoop, and she's only making $500,000 a year, so I can understand why $88 is a big deal. I understand.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yep. Jewel makes $500,000 a year in a stoop, and I make 50 cents.
We'll get there, Jeff. We'll get there.
Sounds like we're begging for money. We're just begging for listeners. We want people out there to listen. What other show are you going to get where the host has to answer his personal cell phone to get a guest connection?
You like it. You get this personal text. You're like, ooh, I feel warm and fuzzy inside.
I got a personal text from Madeline Zima, and my wife is ready to punch me in the face because I pretty much talk about it every Yeah, I talk about it every day. Madeline Zima texts me. It basically thanked me for coming on the show and not, you know, nothing dirty. We're all friends here.
All good in the hood.
All good in the hood, as Allie said. I like that. She cranked us in all good in the hood. Now, back to music, because music is what we do so well here. We do everything. We do music well. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for, drum roll, please. What's on your playlist?
Ooh,
this is one of our favorites. Me and Jewel get to listen to and insult each other's music. Jewel will name three bands that, you know, I've never heard of in my entire life, and I'll name three bands that came out before Jewel was even born, and we laugh about it here on the air. That's what we do here. So,
fun thing.
Let's get on to what's on your playlist, and I will start out number five with one that's going to get me lynched by the manly community. It's Kiss, and the song is Crazy, Crazy Nights. This was Kiss long into their no makeup stage. The album was called Crazy Nights. It wasn't one of their big popular ones, but I like the song. I've always been a Kiss guy. I know Gene Simmons has become a jerk trying to market and sell everything off. But yeah, Crazy Nights is the first one for that crazy summer night here on the stoop.
Nice.
Thanks. Yeah,
I'm
nice.
Not a huge Kiss fan. Not gonna
I know,
lie.
You nodded for about 5 minutes before you said nice. It basically nodding means it to say, old man, bring up your music up to speed. But anyway.
Take number four. Come on.
It's up to you. We go turn for turn here. It's like the first week she's ever done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. Jesus.
Go ahead.
$500,000 a year, and this is what we get.
Listen, you're going to like mine. Just listen and learn, Jeff. That's all you have to do with me. You know what they call me? You know what my name should be? You know how you're the shark? My name is DJ IDGAF. Do you know what that stands for?
I sure do. I don't give a fuck.
Because when I go to a party, I don't give a shit what you like. I'm going to play
with
that. Like.
You're that person that cannot go to... you're that person. Like a great
song.
But
you're going
to love it. You're the person that walks up and hits pause during a great song and puts your music on, aren't you?
But I feel like I would be a great DJ because no matter the crowd, I feel like I could feel them out and say, oh, this crowd's a little older. Okay, I'll give you some old shit. Like, I know how to play that because, you know, my music taste is massive. So, yeah. So, speaking of, I have an old one. It's the Eagles. Ass.
Yeah.
Wait, what is he saying? Big Lebowski's like, I hate the fucking Eagles. But Peaceful Easy Feeling.
It's
my number five. Good fucking Monday vibe music.
Man, I'm going to tell you, you actually did good there. Until you quoted the Big Lebowski. Miracles can happen, everybody. Here's a great song. Number four. The band is Monster Magnet, and the song is Power Trip. Way too busy Power Trip, and this song absolutely rocks the ever-loving shit out of me. It's hard, aggressive. It's cool. It's a great band. I seen them open years back for Korn. They kind of faded away. I don't really hear from these guys anymore, but man, they had one great album. That other song, Space Lord, too. Space Lord, motherfucking, you know. These guys, that's them. That's Monster Magnet.
Just sing a little more, Jeff. I don't think we know.
No, I'm good.
Sing a little more.
No, I'm good. I learned from last week when I was singing Jay-Z. Power Trip by Monster Magnet is my number four. Over to you, Jewel.
You know, the Glam Skanks will like my number four selection. I'm pretty sure of it. Life on Mars, David Bowie.
Very nice.
Oh my God, I love David Bowie. He's the Goblin King. I mean, come on. This is where I can't articulate my feelings about artists because I love them so much, so I get tongue-tied. But no, Life on Mars. It was brought back to life by American Horror Story. I don't know if you watched that, but Jessica Lange sang it at the Freak Show.
Okay.
Did you watch that one, Jeff?
No, I don't
American
watch
Horror
American
Horror Story. Is great.
I am horrible with my television shows. Horrible.
But they're really good about bringing music in because they have David Bowie and Stevie Nicks and Lana Del Rey. Like, how can you not love those three? So you should be a fan of American Horror Story. The new season's coming out in September. It's about clowns. It's going to be super scary. So, yeah. David Bowie's my number four. What's your number three, Jeff?
My number three is, baby. I'm just all over the board tonight. Anthrax, from their very fun album, Attack of the Killer Bees, starting up
nice.
A posse. This song
nice.
is hilarious. This was their little, their rap phase, and this song is pretty funny. They say the most dangerous words in radio. You got to check it out. Attack of the Killer Bees, the album, starting up a posse, Anthrax. It's my number three.
Why does that guy always be like the commentator on VH1 shows? You know the guy from Anthrax with the long beard?
Yes, Scott Ian. Well, I'm Scott Ian.
No, he's really funny. I like him a lot. But he's knowledgeable. I'll give him that. Anthrax fan. Gotcha. Okay, number three. Ooh. I don't know if you're a Stones guy because you know you're not a Beatles guy. But it's more. Like a Rainbow by the Stones. I can't say it. I'm sick. I'm sorry. It's funny because you know who sings the background on this song? The ooh la la, la la la. You know who sings that?
No.
The Beatles. The Beatles sing background on Like a Rainbow for the Stones.
It's now become my least favorite song. I know it now.
It's your least favorite song?
It is now.
Are you kidding me? It's so good.
Anything with the Beatles gets cast out. Then again, I got no right to talk about music because at number two, I have All She Wants Is by Duran Duran. That's right, folks. I've got Duran Duran. Meanwhile, a group of my friends are on their way over to beat the crap out of me. I got Duran Duran on my playlist. I really don't care. This was Duran Duran when they got slimmed down to three band members from the original five. And this is kind of their comeback. And it's a neat little record, a little different than the usual Duran Duran stuff. But pretty good. I like that. That's my number two. You don't have to squint your eyes and look at me like I'm crazy.
I'm squinting my eyes because I'm thinking of all that she wants is another baby. What? You know what song I'm talking about? No?
That's Ace
okay.
of Base, I believe, right?
Ace of Base, that's it.
Ace
Thank
of Base.
You.
That's close to Duran
Duran. Hanging on air, singing.
That's
Jesus
close to
Christ,
Duran.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it my number two? Is that what we're...
It is definitely time for your number two.
If you don't like this song, you're an asshole. Because it's
right.
Asshole by Dennis Leary. Oh my God, we were listening to this on the way to the fight, and I swear to God, I freaking love Dennis Leary. I love Rescue Me. He's just one of my favorites. Are you familiar?
I knew Dennis Leary. Not familiar with the song, and it's
something
like
to check
out. You don't
know that song? Oh my God.
No.
When we get off of here, go listen to Asshole. It's one of my anthems. How do you not know this song? That's crazy to me. You don't like the Beatles, you don't know Asshole by Dennis Leary.
I tell you, number one. Time to save the show with my number one.
Yeah.
It's Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix. This one. Oh, this is some song. Jimi Hendrix, we said last week is my number one all-time guitar player. And this song is so cool and so smooth. It's like the ultimate song for just a badass dude to just, you know, I want to walk into a bar one day just being badass. Let the facial hair grow in a little bit, some dark sunglasses. I'm walking to a bar, and I kick the door open, and I'm going to hear, you know, that voodoo child. Next time we go out to a while, I'll give you a 5-minute head start running the bar, pull on jukebox, and then text me, and I'll come running in.
I will do that for you. You know why? Because I'm your friend, and that's what friends do. I always wanted to walk down the block to, what's that song? Here she comes again. And I always wanted to, like, walk down the block, but have, like, you know, the music playing in the background somewhere.
That song?
Oh,
that song
my best friend's girl. She used to be my... Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm singing way too much this episode. Please, guys. Your friend
of mine. We had a super talented singer talking to us, like, 15 minutes ago, and here we are singing, like, a couple of knuckleheads.
I don't care, though.
I don't care. Should be a beep button. Number one, Joel, bring us home here.
We don't need a beep button, but somehow I feel like I can't bring it. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Are you ready for this?
I sure am.
Man of Constant Sorrow. Soggy Bottom Boys. But better.
Man of Constant Sorrow.
Tell me you know this, Jeff.
Soggy Bottom Boys? Like...
You never saw Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Jesus Christ,
do
you
I
got
look
them
like...
learned.
Do I look like a guy that's, oh my God. But that was a George Clooney movie, right?
Yes, and it's
phenomenal.
Yeah, that's
why I didn't see it. I'm judgmental. I'm not a George Clooney guy. I'm not a fan of lousy music.
It's not him singing, though. It's, who is it singing? It's not George Clooney. He dubs it.
Well, of course.
I will get the version. But you know what? This is a hard rock version. Hang on. I'll get you the name. But it's pretty cool. It's like hard rock, and they put a good beat to it, and it's pretty neat. It's Charm City Devils.
It's not even the real guy who
sings it from the movie, but they do like a real hard rock beat to it and everything, and we were jamming out. So, yeah, I can't believe you don't like that song. You have no soul, Jeff.
I've got plenty of soul. I just don't like bad music. I got to look at the list tonight, and you were destroyed tonight. Wow.
Yeah.
I blew the doors off you. You started out good. Let's rehash what's on our playlist tonight, folks. Jeff brought you Kiss's Crazy Nights, Power Trip by Monster Magnet. That right there wins. I don't even have to say another song, but I will. Starting Up a Posse by Anthrax, All She Wants Is by Duran Duran. Go show you how weak Jules' list is if I'm the winner, and that's my number two.
Duran Duran.
Number one,
whatever.
Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix. Jules, number five, started out good. Peaceful, Easy Feeling by the Eagles. Life on Mars by David Bowie. And then something very strange happened. She derailed quickly, Like a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones and those four nerd Beatles. Asshole by Dennis Leary. I don't even think it's on Dennis Leary's playlist. And Man of Constant Sorrow by the Soggy Bottom Boys. You got to see the look on Jill's face. Her eyes are open real brightly, and she's got this big smile.
I'm surprised. I have expectations, Jeff. You just have to get used to it.
That's got to be it. Speaking of horrible music, the Made in America Festival is coming to the Philadelphia area this weekend, Saturday, September 2nd, Sunday, September 3rd. It's a festival of who's who in the world of music. Unless you ask me, because I don't recognize all but two bands. Joel, I'm going to do something amazing here and stop me in the middle of this. I'm going to fly through the names of every band playing. Nah, probably not. But some of the names of these bands, Saturday Night, Queen of Jeans, Mannequin Pussy, that's definitely one of my favorites, Ugly God, A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie with a Hoodie. Get that right, because that's for my niece Alyssa. She loves him. So you have to get that right.
There you go, Mr. Boogie.
A Hoodie.
A Boogie with the Hoodie. We found his one fan.
yeah, exactly.
But there's some clever ones in here, like Ari Lennox. Like, I'm like, ooh, Annie Lennox? No, Ari Lennox. And then I saw The Vault, and I'm like, who was that? No, it's The Vault. I saw Salva, and I'm like, Saliva? No, it's Salva.
Yeah.
That's your Saturday. Sunday.
We're really old, Jeff. Like, I think we just have to get used to the fact that we're really old.
Maybe. I mean, Sunday, I mean, September 3rd. All right, Jay-Z and the Chainsmokers. I know them.
Yeah, they're good.
Right?
They're great.
But then there's bands like Busty and the Bass.
Hmm.
I hope that's as advertised. Public Access Television, Tommy Genesis. Oh, the famous Japanese breakfast. You've seen
Japanese
a list. Do you know any Japanese breakfast? You've seen a list. Are you interested in
any one. No, the only one that I was out of my seat for was Marian Hill, because she's amazing.
Right.
She's this little, oh my God, she is this little tiny girl, and she has the voice of a beast. Her beats are amazing. Her whatever she's got going on, oh my God, I love Marian Hill so much. But the other ones, yeah, I'm clueless. I mean, my nieces know them because they're like 13 and 14, but I have no desire to go sit 14 hours and see band. I mean, I would love to, but I just, you know, I can't do that at my age. I'm too old.
I don't really know how many of these bands I would really get into. I would go for Mannequin Pussy, and I would stay for the London on the Track.
Yeah.
Mannequin Pussy. Is that like a Barbie vagina?
Crazy. Can you stop saying that? You're creeping me out.
I mean, I didn't say Ken Dick, and we've all know what a Ken Dick looks like. Anybody's ever touched a Ken doll in their life, so, you know.
They're like the Unsullied. Game of Thrones, I'm catching up.
Well, that's why. That's why you totally threw me for a loop. I'm over here talking about Ken Dick, and you're talking about Game of Thrones. Go to show you the diversity that goes on here in the stoop.
My man's going to be proud.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure my wife's upstairs just waiting for my Ken Dick to come up the steps.
Oh, my God.
So, if anybody ever comes back after tonight, we're going to announce a few shows we got coming up. Oh, boy.
You know you love us.
You do love us, because we bring you fun. August 30th, we are bringing you a lot of fun. British pop star, singer, and a man loves a great cup of coffee. My good friend, Mr. Aaron Paul, will be with us on August 30th. We're going to talk about some music with Aaron. He's a pop star. He's a great singer and a wonderful guy. I had the pleasure to meet him and sit down right next to him and buy him a cup of coffee at the Glam Skank show, as a matter of fact. He was there with us. A lot of fun. Great guy. Definitely worth having on. September 13th, the Fonz, Richie, they'll all be proud to be listening in as Potsy himself. Anson Williams will join the stoop on September 13th. September the 25th, a beautiful actress with a horrible cousin, Miss Jessica Barth, will be here.
Yay!
Yay! We're excited for Jessica.
So excited.
She's going to be talking about some of her upcoming projects. We're going to ask her some questions about Family Guy. And I'm going to ask her, and I want you to give her the heads up, I'm going to ask her to do Family Guy voices on the show. I want to hear some Family Guy voiceovers.
I don't know how she'll feel about that. I know she was... You know what she played? She played Sookie Stackhouse on a Family Guy episode, and it was really funny because she's like, oh my God, I'm in the middle of like two hot vampires. I don't know what to do with myself. But
I remember that episode, and I didn't know it was her at the time.
Yeah.
We're gonna
but you know what? She learned a whole Bostonian accent in the matter of months, so the girl can do anything. She's phenomenally talented. I've seen her act. I was a little girl, and I went to Westchester University, and I've seen this girl act. She's freaking amazing, as the rest of my cousins are, but she just has it, and I'm so excited that she agreed to be on here.
That's awesome. We are definitely very excited. I'm actually very excited to speak with her. I loved her in Ted. I thought she's hilarious. And
yeah.
She's a beautiful girl. And she was Ted's woman. Got along with the teddy bear. We're not even going to ask her about that.
No, you have to because it's really funny. She had to cut off of nothing. Like, she had a stuffed teddy bear to work with or nothing at all. So I think we do have to ask her some questions about her days of Ted life.
Stuffed teddy bear. See that? Hear that, all you 12 and 13-year-old kids? If you think you have problems growing up?
Yeah.
Nah, seriously, it's going to be pretty awesome. Some good shows. Aaron Paul, Anson Williams, Jessica Barth. We have more guests working on. We're lining up dates. Jewel,
yeah, we do have some definites. Yep.
Yep, Jewel mentioned some big ones. Not going to give away any names. That's how we lure you into next week, and that's how we get you to our website and our Facebook page. That's how we do all that good stuff. We cheat.
Follow us. I don't think we ever said, like, follow us. You know,
follow us
on
Twitter at the Stoop Radio 1. Thank you, Jewel. Man,
Jeff
John's
Perini,
listening.
Jewel Tatey, Stoop Radio, follow
Jeff Perini,
us.
Stoop Radio Twitter, Stoop Radio 1.
Instagram,
Facebook.
I'm on Instagram. Jeff's on Instagram, but I'm on Instagram, Jewel Tatey, just plain and simple for the Stoop.
Right now there's about 2,000 or 3,000 young men listening to our show, rushing to Instagram to see what Jewel looks like. I'm sitting across from the studio, I'm going to tell you, don't rush.
No, fuck you.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, definitely, out of the two of us that do the show, Jewel is definitely the pretty one. I'll give you that.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Jeff,
so,
just work it.
We're going to do one more for you from the Glance Gang, who are our guests here tonight. They were fantastic, Alley Cat and V. One more song from them, and then we'll wrap it up. This one is called Karma. It's
this
coming
is
to
my
you
favorite.
Right now.
This I love
is a great
this
one. We'll be back in about 6 minutes. Here's Karma from the Glance Gangs.
She walked outside and caught me by surprise, wearing hooker heels and those dirty eyes. A serious glance from across the room, a look on her face that says everyone is doomed. She stepped down next to me, said, my name is Karma, I'm here for revenge.
Oh, wow.
love
Holy
these girls.
Shit! I could listen to that all
night
long.
I love them.
Woo!
They're
Karma.
So good. Karma's a bitch.
Karma, Bad Bitch, Glitter City, they were the three hits tonight from the amazing Glam Skanks, lovely ladies out of Los Angeles, California, going back on tour with Mr. Adamant, hitting the East Coast starting September 1st. So look out for them in your city and check them out. Definitely worth it.
You want to hit someone.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I want to see some girl beat the hell out of some dude while Karma's
I'll
playing.
I'll do it. I
there
call
you go.
Cheers tribute.
We're going to...
I've done it before.
We should go YouTubing or something with this show, and we do we'll do segments when we're not on the air, and we'll do different pieces. So, Jay Porrini, J-P-O-R-R-I-N-I, at stoopradio.com. Send me an email. Tell me you want Jewel Tatey to kick your ass, and we'll
yes.
make it happen. Now, you got to let her kick your ass. You can't fight back.
I will kick your ass.
Right.
I don't care what size you are. I will kick your ass.
Oh, man. And that video will be coming to www.stoopradio.com, which we're going to be relaunching soon. We have a great writing team. And I know a lot of our writers like to listen in. Guys like Brad and Tim and Jeff. And we want to get this, and Ryan. We want to get the site back up and running. We like to see your pieces. And it was fun. We did a kind of an e-magazine, if you will, and different articles came up. Fun stuff. Music, beer, sports, you name it. We would put articles up and something to get back into.
Yeah, I want to hear from these guys for real. They do amazing work, and I'm just excited to see what they have brewing, if you will.
I love it. I've got an article ready for it. It's called The Art of Kicking a Guy's Ass by Jewel Tatey.
Yeah. That's my article. I mean, who doesn't want a part of that?
You got to write, who doesn't want a part of that? Let's face it, there's some strange men out there that probably have a fetish of having a attractive woman beat the shit out of them. I don't know.
Jeff, let me just tell you, I don't know if I should say this. There was a point in my life where I didn't care about my life. And I went up against this guy who was acting like a jackass. And he must have been like 6'6". And I'm 5'10". I'm a big girl. Okay. I can hold my own. I've been in a few brawls, if you will. And I went up against this guy, and he just did something so... Oh! I just wanted to hurt him some way. So I ran out of Drinkers downtown. It was 4th of July. I'm not going to say what he did because I might get flack for it. But he ran out of Drinkers Pub, and I chased him down the street. I like wove and ducked through the bouncers. I left my purse on the table in a fully packed bar on the 4th of July, and I went after this guy. And I was trying to swing on this guy, and he was like 6'6", and he was huge. He was solid. He was like the mountain from Game of Thrones. Of course, you know, I tried to land stuff. I didn't land it, but that's the feistiness that I bring and the passion I bring to so don't try me, because even though you're 6'6", and you look like the mountain from Game of Thrones, I'm coming after you. So I don't even know why this is a topic, but it's getting me fired up. So don't approach me, guys, because I'll come for you.
I got to tell you, what makes the story better is when you stare at Jewel from across the studio, she's telling this story. Over her shoulder is this giant Pokemon. It's hanging on the wall. It's this giant Pokemon. She's talking about
it's
being
so
tough
cute.
And kicking guys' asses, and she's got she actually has her hand right under it. It's perfect. Yeah, so big and tough. Is that a... behind you there, because we allow each other to decor our own corners of the room. Is that a Joker poster with the that's lit up?
Yes.
Is that the Joker? That's a pretty.
Ledger.
That's awesome.
That it, and it says ha ha ha. It's all written in like ha 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 ha. It's pretty badass.
Cool.
I can't take credit for that, but it's pretty badass. And that right there, that's the owl from Harry Potter. If you can peek close enough, it's the
goes being
the messenger. I can't take credit once again, but my family's cooler than me, so that's what I'm involved in.
If you would have told that story about kicking guys' asses with your head in front of the Pokemon that I could have saw
yeah.
Joker, I would have been a little more intimidated.
You
know, on my
you should be.
Because
I'm Wonder Woman.
I am.
Not really, but,
she's
Wonder Woman. You know, I try to be.
Find out Halloween. All right, folks, another Monday show coming to an end. We'd like to thank Alley Cat NV from the Glam Skanks for coming on tonight and giving us a good interview, some fun talk, for letting us play their music, and their amazing PR woman, Lee, who brings us great acts. And we look forward to seeing the girls and talking to them in the near future.
Thank you guys so much. That was such a pleasure. I can't wait to see you guys live. It's going to be phenomenal.
We're going to work on that. We're going to work on getting to see the girls live. And of course, also Adam Ant, because he's a great artist. So seeing him would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Tune in again Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. If you dare, if you're not afraid of Jewel kicking your ass, come back Wednesday. We'll be talking to Aaron Paul. We'll have a new top five list. We'll have another round of what's on your playlist. And we'll get some new topics going on. And that's what we do here at The Stoop. I'm going to get it right this week because I get this wrong every week. I always say for Jeff Perini and Jewel Tatey. That's obviously wrong. For Jewel Tatey, I am Jeff Perini. Thank you all for this. I know, I finally got it right. Thank you all for listening. Have a great Monday night.
Bye, guys. See ya.
Bye.